Hello, everyone. Coming up, Pastor David Lynn again faces controversy for street preaching, opposing public funding for an abortion clinic in New Brunswick. Prevent or assist suicide. Care, not kill. And the worldview dilemma behind conversion therapy bans. It is Wednesday, September 9th, and this is Quick Updates. Now, last year, Pastor David Lynn was charged for preaching on the streets of Toronto. This year, he's facing controversy again. Here's Levi.
Hi, Colin. One of the issues that all Christians should be concerned about is the freedom to preach the gospel. Pastor David Lynn is a street preacher. He was preaching in Vancouver and Victoria last week, and he was denounced as being anti-gay and spreading hate speech and being transphobic for preaching the gospel. The Vancouver mayor has even proposed having a bubble zone legislation to make sure that he can't preach in Vancouver and to preach that gospel. This is an example of the freedom to preach the gospel to all the world being infringed upon. It's something that Christians, whether in their personal life or their political action, need to be concerned about. So let's pray that our governments and our society might tolerate us preaching the gospel so that we may share the good news to all those around us. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Levi. Tabitha joins us now to talk about the situation in New Brunswick.
Thanks, Colin. The New Brunswick is going to an election next Monday, and an issue that is coming up constantly is Clinic 554. This is a private abortion clinic, and the owner is trying to instigate a campaign to get the abortions he performs there to be funded. This is not a grassroots New Brunswick campaign. It is instigated by the owner, a man directly set to profit from this funding. Now, if you live in New Brunswick, make sure you ask your candidates where they stand on Clinic 554. Consider also sending in a letter to the editor on the topic, as the media is covering this. New Brunswick is well within the rights to not fund these abortions performed at this private abortion clinic. This is political pressure and not legal pressure, and so we want the government of New Brunswick to know that we do not support funding private abortions at Clinic 554.
Thanks, Tabitha. We've mentioned upcoming plans for continuing our Care Not Kill campaign. Here's Mike with an update on where that's at.
Hey, everyone. You will remember a few weeks ago when I came on to Quick Updates and talked to you about this ambitious campaign that ARPA Canada was going to be working on this fall in regards to the expansion of euthanasia and assisted suicide. Well, that campaign is about to launch tomorrow. Yes, that's right. Tomorrow you will be receiving an email in your inbox inviting you to take part and committing to meeting with your member of parliament. You might ask, how do I meet with my member of parliament? They're either in Ottawa or we can't because of COVID. Well, we want to help you arrange a virtual meeting, a Zoom call with your member of parliament. The provincial managers of ARPA Canada are ready and willing to walk alongside you in coordinating that. We need as many people as possible to be meeting with their MPs, encouraging them not to expand access to euthanasia and assisted suicide here in Canada. So watch your inbox tomorrow. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks, Mike. For our August staff meetings, I was asked to prepare a presentation, my topic, the now popular conversion therapy bans. While doing research, I was struck by a massive worldview error that underlines this debate. As I've said before, each of us views the world through a lens, but we have to know where that lens comes from. We can't simply accept something based on its popularity. And there is a big problem with secular worldview thinking today. We've totally accepted a false person-body dualism. What do I mean by that? Well, Nancy Piercy in her book, Love Thy Body, argues that our secular society believes the body developed as a part of the random evolutionary process. The mind, or the person who we are inside, you might say, is something else entirely. That's who we really are. And those supporting hormone therapy or sex change procedures view the world through this lens. They believe a person is a person only truly present in the mind and in one's identity. Importantly, then, they view the body as a disposable tool or even a cage that the real person embodies or lives in. This is a dehumanizing and destructive view. The Christian worldview stands in stark contrast to that. Piercy says this, quote, "The Bible proclaims the profound value and the dignity of the material realm, including the human body, as the handiwork of a loving God," end quote. The body and the mind are one, created by God. Psalm 139 says, "I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth." Our minds and our bodies are both important. They are essential to who we are as human beings. We cannot divide them. Indeed, attempting to do so will result in serious harm to both the person and the body. But that's exactly our problem. Conversion therapy bans make it illegal for me to say even that. So when we talk about opposing these bans, this is the kind of thing we're defending: Christian counseling from God's Word. That's it for quick updates this week. Thanks to you for watching. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.